So just a little bit of interesting trivia about the album. When we first started recording that song with Austin, we were doing the, honestly, it was the sweetest version I think we had. And we were just like, yeah, this is it. And then boom, some car smashed into some power transformer somewhere down the way. There was explosions and the power went out. And we were like, no! It was awesome. But then we did another version, we liked it too. We were like at the end of the song too. We were like, we did it. We were all like, that's the best. And then blew everything up.
So the one on the album sucks, but you're gonna love it. Just kidding. Hey, it's good to see all our friends and family here. Steve, Lee, Brian. Oh, so many.
At the set break, if you're one of the donators, come get all your swag. You got a poster, you got an autograph CD, you got a special edition t-shirt that has a bunch of the names on the back of all the people who have contributed to the album. Man, talking's hard.
Hey, throw a sticker on a, you know, fucking sign out there or something, you know? Throw it in your car, throw it on a street sign, put one on your friend's back if you need to. As long as it lasts a few hours.
Stickers are a hot commodity tonight. They're free with a sign up on the mailing list, free with any purchase, or free with a please.
And we'd like to thank our beautiful friend Tristan Cole over here, who did our work for us.
What you see on the shirts, what you see on the hats, what you see on the album.
Well done.
That girl rocks.
A lovely woman, great artist. We thank you very much. And Gary for setting up the merch for us, man, and actually putting it on. Making that shit.
He tried on every shirt himself.
I think there's a couple koozies out there for all you hardcore beer drinkers.
I guess our album's too long for our drummer.
All right, Jim. What's taking you so long?
We lost our gym membership. We'd like to thank Fish for handling the merch right now.
Hell yeah.
He's digging through boxes going, what the fuck is all this stuff? Because I had it very poorly organized in ways that only no one could decipher. I figured that'd be far more enjoyable. Here comes Limpy. Where's Wireless One? There he is. He's limping behind him. All right. We're going to have to get Grandpa's Grass logo embossed catheters for these extra long sets.
Don't yell at our fans, Jim.
This next song is about being with the wrong person for way too long. I hope none of you have ever experienced this. We totally spaced on Take For Me. We had three lovely ladies come and sing backing vocals.
Yes, we did.
Can you come up here?
And they're all very, very important to me.
So, Tanya?
Yeah, we apologize. Take For Me, they sang with us.
Can you come and help us on this one?
Get up here.
The lovely ladies. Can we get Liz up here too?
Some ladies gonna have to share some microphones.
Liz to the stage.
I know you're here, Liz. I know you are. Liz.
You guys like my vintage Grandpa's Grass shirt?
Yes, I do.
That's a vintage shit, baby.
Jimmy's Closet.
Liz. Oh, there she is. You were outside doing questionable things, weren't you? Hey, most of you know Lynn Higgins, right? This is Lynn Higgins' beautiful daughter, Liz. And her voice is also on the album with me, too. I'm really proud. So, on the album, the beautiful harmonies are these three gorgeous women behind me. And it was such a fun experience.